Since the invasion in 2003, 200 soldiers and one airman from Joint Base Lewis-McChord have lost their lives there. The peak of the casualties came during the troop surge of 2007. One of those was Sergeant Major Bradley Connor of North Idaho. He was killed on his fourth deployment to Iraq when an IED detonated near his vehicle. The 41-year-old was a husband and father and career Special Forces soldier. His father, William Connor, calls the final troop withdrawal overdue.
My thinking is they should have come home a long time ago.
But Connor also says his son believed he was improving lives in Iraq.
He told my wife and I both that it was worth to see the change in some of the people.
Joint Base Lewis-McChord issued a statement that reads in part, "We're very proud of the contributions our soldiers have made in the establishment of a safe and secure Iraq." I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.